Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure. To continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did, because we got Dan Pointer back on the show. Dan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is our self-publishing expert in the Brain Trust. He is the world's guru on self-publishing. He's written all the books, all the Bibles on self-publishing, including the self-publishing manual, and also writing for nonfiction. This guy does more to help people who want to get their ideas in print and in front of people in a more productive way than anybody I know. He's been my mentor for my own publishing company, and I don't know what we would have done without him. He's our good friend, Dan Pointer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim.
I refer to you all the time on my show. My audience hears me invoking your name when people are talking about their books and how they're getting them in print and that kind of thing. And so I know your ears are probably burning all the time. But seriously, you've helped me an awful lot. You've helped me. The things I've learned from you has helped me to have a successful publishing company.
Well, and that makes me the godfather to a lot of books, because there's so many people out there making me proud, and there are lots of good friends like you telling other people and helping them out. You know, Jim, when business is slow, this is a great time to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people out there just sitting in the dark and feeling sorry for themselves, and the smart people are writing their book, writing an article,
right.
Building their brochures, working on their business, and getting ready. You know, Warren Buffett says that the market goes down, the market goes up. He says, I guarantee that it's going to go up. He says, what I can't tell you is when it's going to
That's
go up.
That's right. Exactly. Let's talk about the publishing industry, the whole book industry, including the print, the electronic, and all that. What is right now, it seems to not be very healthy.
Well, it's gone through a major sea change, but let me explain to you that there are six large publishers in New York, and there are 86,000 self-publishers across the United States. I think we're in the majority. The mm-hmm. big publishers have not changed their method of doing business since 1947.
And they've laid off a bunch of people.
They're very resistant to change. So here's what's going on in the book industry. You know, to attack it from several different angles. Number one, you have the publishers. The big publishers are consolidating, they're downsizing. Some are going out of business. Some have stopped taking manuscripts. And when they lay off a bunch of people, most of those people become literary agents. So what's the future for the literary agent when there aren't too many publishers to sell to?
Right.
Next thing, the brick-and-mortar bookstores, whether they be independent stores or the big chains like Borders and Barnes & Noble, brick-and-mortar bookstores are going out of business, and there's a very simple reason. It's called location, location, location. They're downtown where the rents are high. And there's just no way that they compete with an online bookstore that has infinite shelf space, isn't mm-hmm. out in the country someplace. Now, if the bookstores go out of business, what's going to happen to the distributors and the wholesalers?
Right.
Now, let's go on to the magazines. The magazines aren't getting, advertising revenue right now.
Right.
And they're getting thinner and thinner.
Ad sales are off a lot.
And what's happening to the newspapers? They're consolidating, downsizing, going out of business.
For the same reason. Many of the same reasons.
And because the young people are getting their news from TV, they're getting their information from the Internet, the people 18 to 25...
They're not reading newspapers, they're not reading books.
There you go. And by the way, you probably noticed, I've noticed, most of your readers have noticed, age is a one-way street. We're all moving one direction, aren't we? So if you see 18 to 25-year-olds doing something, hey, it won't be too long until it's the 19 to 26-year-olds and so on.
Yeah,
it's going one way. So...
If you've got information to distribute and you'd like to be able to sell it, what's
right.
the answer today?
Well, the answer really is to self-publish now more than ever. Now, there's no cookie-cutter answer. Self-publishing isn't for everybody. It's probably
right.
for 97% of us, but not for everybody. But it is the way to go for three reasons. You're going to make more money. Very important that you're going to get the press sooner. And third, you're going to keep control of the product. You're going to make it look nice. You're not going to be cheap on your production
mm-hmm.
values. Now, let's just talk about time. My last book, I finished it on a Monday night. I uploaded the ebook to smashwords.com. Within minutes, it had been translated into 10 different ebook formats. It was for sale. It took me 3 more weeks to have the book printed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, it takes a New York publisher 18 months to print your book.
From hello, I'm Jim, to your book being in print.
From what?
From meeting you the first time to getting in print, it takes 18 months.
Well, no, from the time they accept your manuscript.
Oh, from the time they accept the manuscript, okay.
It takes 18 months. Well, by that time, your information's out of date.
Yeah, or somebody's beat you to the punch with a competitive book.
That's right. Today's a fast-moving world. I mean, you've got to get that thing into print right now. And again, my book was done as an e-book within minutes and was out there selling. And then the print book took 3 more weeks. But 3 weeks isn't too bad. It sure beats 18 months.
What do you think the future? All right, let's say the economy. You know, I'm pointing out areas where even when the economy comes back, some things are not going to come back like they were. Do you think the publishing industry will ever be approached where it was, say, 5 years ago?
Okay, here's what's going to happen. We will always have books. It's kind of like when TV came along, they said that's the end of radio.
Right.
Well, yeah, the sitcoms moved to TV, but we have more radio than ever, music, mm-hmm. news, and sports. Mm-hmm. We're always going to have books, and many of us write books for credibility. Many business people want the credibility as well as a new profit center.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that will give you the credibility of a book. People think if you wrote a book, you know something.
But writing a book and getting it sold and getting it distributed are two different things. And the publishing and the selling. I know what you're talking about with regard to with self-publishing. You can get your own book published, but getting it in people's hands. I think what you're telling us is when you write a book, don't just think of it as being a bound volume. It could be just, you might want to write a book that would be electronic.
Well, you do want to make it available that way because there are people who need your audio book, for example, mm-hmm. because they're behind the wheel all the time. They're
right.
long-haul truckers, sales
exactly.
reps, commuters. There are people like me who travel. I read e-books. I read lots of e-books. I fly more than 6,000 miles every week, Jim. I board an airplane every 2.5 days. I just got back from
trip
around the world.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. I got to stop you. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Dan Pointer right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Dan Pointer is our guest, our good friend, the author of The Self-Publishing Manual. He is the Galactic Guru on self-publishing. I bet nobody's ever called you that before.
No, that's the first time.
The Galactic Guru on, I have that kind of mind, I'm afraid, for self-publishing, folks. And I encourage you, if you have a book in you, if you think you have a book in you, if you're frustrated, you don't know what to do about your book or whatever it is that you're writing, these words that you want to come out of you, you got to own this book, The Self-Publishing Manual. It'll help you write the book. It'll help you get the book in print or electronically and get it out available to even if it's just to your neighbors or your family, it'll help you with that. So, Dan, tell us how we can find your book.
Oh, the best way is to go to Amazon, quite frankly. They give you a 30% discount, and the shipping is cheap.
But your own website is?
Is Parapub. .com, PARAPUB.com. And I want to just emphasize they should get the free information kit. There are three, one on writing, one on publishing, one on promoting. Most people want the writing one. And it will set them straight, set them on the right angle, and instill a lot of enthusiasm.
Folks, let me maybe put it this way. I started my own publishing company at the encouragement of Dan Pointer, and I have I've written two books, and I've sold, I don't know how many multiples more books myself through my publishing company than I would have if I'd had a publisher. Almost 100,000 books, and I promise you, if I'd had a publisher, they wouldn't have sold more than 10 or 20,000 of my books. I'm convinced of that, Dan.
Oh, there's no question about that.
So, Dan, what? How should we think about our book? I mean, what should be our electronic and our print strategy?
Okay, let me cover this, Jim, and it's not just for promoting books, it's for promoting a business, it's promoting any product. Okay, we have to realize that the eyeballs are moving from print to online. In other words, they're moving
right.
from newspapers and magazines to websites and so on. We have to accept that. Now, based on that, what you want to do is make a list. Now, I suggest an Excel spreadsheet
mm-hmm.
because then you can put in company names and addresses and email addresses
right.
and websites and
okay.
telephone numbers and so on. Now, what you do, and this is what I did on my last book, whatever category your book is in. Let's take your book, your 3 Minutes mm-hmm. to Success. That's a mm-hmm. business book,
mm-hmm.
okay? All right. So you're going to look up all of the blogs online on business. Every blog that you can find. Now, not I mean, there are a lot of different business ones. You don't want to just focus on your area small business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you want to go to the forums, the listservs. Now, not only can you put the listserv URL in there, but what's more important is you camp out there for a couple of days and identify all of the people who are commenting, the mm-hmm. regular opinion molders, mm-hmm. the thought leaders who are answering the questions.
Right.
These are important people. So then you take their contact information. Quite often they have a signature. You can get their, you might have to do a search on their mailing address, but mm-hmm. you certainly have their email address right there.
Mm-hmm.
These are important people. You go to every website on your area of business and identify who owns that website and put them. You go through your own address book, your Outlook or whatever address book in your computer, and you identify everybody who is a contact of yours, who's mm-hmm. an opinion molder, a thought leader in your particular field. You build up this, like an Excel spreadsheet, because that way you can say, well, we're going to do a mailing here, and you can pull out the addresses.
I got 1 minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you can do the same thing with sending out the news releases and things to the people for whom you have the email addresses.
And then send them what?
And you've got to send a printed book. You cannot send a PDF. If you send an email...
So send all the mail all these people a book.
Yes,
and what do we want them to do with that book?
Well, if you send them, you ask them to review it, but you want them to know about it because they're opinion molders. See, if you send them a PDF, they'll say, "Oh, that's fine, it'll be gone."
So then they'll write about it and write their opinion about you. Hope, and then what will happen?
And they'll know about you. So when mm-hmm. these people are commenting on the forums, the listservs, they will say, "Oh, by the way, Jim Blasingame covers that particular subject in his new book, Three Minutes to Success," and the same thing happens in the blogs. These people don't get books.
Right.
They really don't. They don't get much. They think, my good friend Jim Blasingame sent me his new book. Let me tell you about it.
So what you're talking about is getting some chatter about your book, and then hopefully that'll point them back to your website.
Exactly.
Where they can buy your e-book.
Or your print book.
Yeah, or your print book.
And the chatter is where the eyeballs are today.
And that's the social media angle that you wouldn't have talked about 10 years ago, would you?
It didn't exist then.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually,
this
social
is what's
media
different.
Has been around since the campfire.
But
we used to deal with the post office. Now we use email.
Hey, Dan, give us that website one more time.
Parapub.com. PARAPUB.com.
Another installment, ladies and gentlemen, from our good friend Dan Pointer. Too much to do in one show. Thanks for being here, Dan. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.